In today's second date update, we go bowling for booty. That's right. If you're just tuning in, Thomas is on the phone, and bowling for booty is what he likes to do on his first dates. He went out with a girl named Cynthia. He went bowling. Why does he call it bowling for booty? Because he says you get to watch their frame as they make their approach, and you get to check out all they're working with. Thomas, are you ready to give Cynthia a call and find out why she's not calling you back?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to find out what's going on.
All right.
Hey, can I ask you, I mean, how apparent were you when you were gawking at her booty?
She can't see me because she's turned the other way, so it don't matter.
Well, I think it's good to check out the goods. I'm just saying maybe I didn't know if you did a lot of commentary on the side as well.
No, you know, nothing too over the top. I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't like that. I kept it cool. I'm smooth with it.
You're not making noises? Like when she goes up there, you're just like, You're not doing that?
Nah, that's savage right there, man. Nah, that's savage.
All right, let me just refresh everybody's memory real quick before we call her. Thomas took Cynthia bowling. They had a fun time. He beat her at bowling, and they had a bet that she had to buy curly fries. If she lost, she lost. She bought the curly fries. Then they played a little Dance Dance Revolution and ended the night with a small kiss, but he hasn't heard from her since. All right, man, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Cynthia, please?
This is she.
Hey, Cynthia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, this is who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi.
Have you ever heard of us?
No, I haven't heard of you, but good for you. You got a radio show, but why are you guys calling me?
Thank you.
I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with somebody and they emailed us because you aren't calling them back.
Okay.
It's a segment that we do on our show called the Second Date Update. I know it's kind of weird, but you recently hung out with a dude named Thomas.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a positive response.
And Thomas emailed us because he's confused why you're not calling him back after your date.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. Just not really my type, I guess.
Are you not attracted to him? Is that what it was? Because it was a blind date, so you didn't really know what you're getting into.
Right. You know, he was a handsome guy. I mean, we had an awesome time. Very competitive, but yeah, just wasn't my type.
Okay, but if he's a handsome guy and you had a great time, what about him is, like, what's wrong with him?
I mean, wow. So, he was a cool guy, but it was just something was just a little off. That's all.
What could be off, though? But Cynthia, all you've done is compliment him. So what could be off?
And you've, like, laughed cutely during the whole time we've talked to you about him.
Because he was so sweet. But goodness. Oh, goodness.
What's the but? He was so sweet, but what?
Yeah. Is he dumb? Does he have, like, a weird eye or something?
He was just so little. I felt like I was with my son.
What? Hold on.
There's a big height difference.
There's a huge height difference. Oh. He had to be at least a couple of inches shorter than me, and I don't really like that. I'm not attracted to that.
How short is he?
So I'm 5'6", and he had to be about 5'2½".
He's like really short.
He's really short, and the sad part is he had to use smaller balls. I felt so bad.
And he's like kids bowling balls?
Yes, he had to, though. I got it. It was just very awkward, but he was great. I just can't do the little bitty thing.
Well, and you're not even that tall.
I'm way taller than him. Do you know what that looks like with heels on? First of all, when I met him, I had on a blue heel. I didn't know he was going to be that little. I had on this heel, and it's like I walk up, and I couldn't even see him at first. Like, where is he?
He's like swiping at your kneecaps like, hey, I'm down here.
It was just weird. Gosh.
I really don't think you should discredit him, though, because I have dated many a short men, and they work very hard for you.
Well, maybe, but I'm not used to dating that little.
So how did the rest of your night go?
At the end of the night, what really got it was the awkward kiss. Like, I'm used to looking up. I had to slump so far down, and it was weird.
Yes.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Hey, Cynthia, as a short guy, that's my favorite part. I date taller women, and I love it when they have to bend down to kiss me. It's hilarious. But Not that many people find it funny.
Yeah, that's just not my thing. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, Cynthia, I do need to let you know that Thomas is on the other line listening to this conversation.
He's on the phone?
Yeah.
For real? Oh, I'm sure. Thomas. Oh, my God, no.
Wait a minute, nah. We had a good time. You know, big things come in small packages.
Yes. He's right.
Thomas, I didn't know you were there. I am so sorry. It's so embarrassing.
Come on. You didn't have to look down on me that far. It was barely bent over.
Thomas, my back was hurting by the time I came back up.
Come on, I don't do that. You know, the back was hurting because of that whipping I put on you and Bowling. We had a good time, man.
You know what? You're right. We had an amazing time. It's just, you are short.
I can hear you this whole time. All you saying is that you had a good time, and you said I'm handsome. Thank you. I don't see why we can't go out. You can't look past my shortness.
Oh, goodness. I did. You're right. You're totally right. I just, I don't think it's going to work. It's just not going to work.
And I'm not 5'2". I'm 5'4" and a quarter. And see? If I stretch, 5'4" and a half.
It was the heel.
Yes, that's Cynthia, important. He could stretch out to you and get to 5'4" and a half.
On a good day, I could stretch and then I'll be tall as I can be handsome.
Cynthia, you've got to give it another chance. I mean,
he sounds like a great guy.
So, Thomas, it doesn't bother you to, like, date a woman that towers over you? Like, I literally tower over you. That don't bother you at all?
You know, as a short man, I could do things other men can't do. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You got stuff underneath the cabinet? Boom, I can get that. You ain't got a bed to hurt your back. You know what I'm saying? Something going to the bed, I could just pretty much backflip under there if I need to. I'm telling you, anytime you need your shoes, ties, I'm right there. I can stand up doing it. You know what I'm saying? So,
he's so funny.
You have to say yes to him.
Wow.
I know you're laughing. You think I'm funny. I know you got this pretty smile on your face.
Uh-oh. And complimenting the smile. Come on, Cynthia.
Thomas, stop.
Come on, you girl. You got me acting crazy. I had to call a radio station to get you to talk to me again.
Thomas, would you stop embarrassing me on this radio station?
You know, I do whatever it takes to make you smile. That's all I'm trying to do for the, next foreseeable future, at least one more time.
Thomas, you are bad. You're too much. Stop it.
I'm just trying to get a little bit more of your time, Mama. That's all.
You sure know how to win someone over.
So there you go, Cynthia. Will you go on a second date with Thomas? We know he's short, but he sounds like an awesome dude, and it sounds like you like him. Will you go out with him one more time? We'll pay for it.
Maybe I'm being a bit judgmental, and Thomas, you make me laugh. So, yes, I will go out on a second date.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right here. It's a victory for short dudes everywhere.
Congratulations. Right. Thomas, you got a second date, and yes, you scored a victory for short guys all across the world today.
Yeah. Oh, man, thank you. Brooke Dubai, I appreciate y'all. Cynthia, you ain't going to regret this, baby. You know what I'm saying? I might be 5'4", but I'm 6'5 in the bedroom. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.